What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Girl, stop playing.
To another episode of the Girl Stop Playing podcast. It's your favorite homegirl, Coriel, here to encourage you to stop playing with your potential and start working for what you want in life and in love. Y'all already know that I believe you can make the money and you can get the honey. You can have it all as long as you are willing to work. And today is a super special show. Because we got some special people in the studio. But before I introduce you to today's guest, I got to let y'all know that this episode is brought to you by Work University, which happens to be the first Black woman-owned online trade school on a mission to connect Black women all around the world to the resources that they need to turn their existing skills into new streams of income. If you want to learn more about connecting with our content, our curriculum, and our community, make sure you tap the link below or log on to workuniversity.com. So, without further ado, y'all, we got a couple in the building, y'all. Show them. They looking good, too. Okay, so anytime that I have the opportunity, the pleasure, the honor of having a happily, healthily married couple in the studio, I'm always excited because, you know, the majority of my audience is single women, and to be able to hear from the two of y'all together to get the real deal, that's always special. So I like to let my guests introduce themselves, though, so we can put some respect on your name. So Sanchez and Sydney Berry are in the building. Sanchez, go ahead and give yourself an introduction.
Yo, what's up, you guys? I'm Sanchez Berry. I'm a serial entrepreneur and try every entrepreneurship journey there is. Now I'm a beauty spa owner, car detailing, just about everything. I teach entrepreneurship now, and I'm a father.
Yes.
And a husband.
And a husband. Yes. Say, don't forget that. Don't forget that. Come on, wife duty.
Oh,
hey, Sydney.
Hi, I'm Sydney. I'm Sanchez's wife. I'm a mother. I am also an esthetician, a licensed esthetician, and an entrepreneur as well. And yeah, I'm here to talk more with you.
Yes, I'm excited. This is Sydney's first podcast.
Yes,
y'all.
So I'm a little nervous.
So
y'all,
don't be nervous. This is like the best first podcast that you could be on because okay, I'm literally your favorite homegirl. We're gonna make sure we get you together.
You
thank you.
Well,
okay,
so
of course. Listen, I'm excited to have y'all here. You talked a little bit about that's gonna be my first question as far as your experience with entrepreneurship, because in addition to my audience being majority single women, a lot of them are aspiring entrepreneurs as well. And so you mentioned that you are a serial entrepreneur, that you done tried it all. What has been some of like the trials and tribulations of your entrepreneurial journey?
I would say just being patient and going through the process, enjoying the process. I was homeless for 9 months.
That don't sound enjoyable.
It became enjoyable.
Okay, you made it. You made it work.
I made it enjoyable because I started researching stuff and I started learning more about myself. Mm-hmm. That was the most key thing. And I enjoyed that process of learning more about myself. But it's been good having time freedom and having more time with my wife and my son.
So was the homelessness before marriage?
Yes.
Yes.
Was you homeless? Look at her face. No. She's like, no, I was not out there with him.
Yes, it was before. We were dating, though.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Switching gears. Sydney, you were dating a homeless man. How did that, how? Tell us about it.
I don't know how. Actually, when I think back on it, I'm like, why? You know, like, how? Where was my mind at? But I'm trying to think what year it was. We were probably like 3 years in when he was homeless. He was living at the gym. And
at his gym?
At his gym.
Okay.
And he did the workouts, did the classes, and he would go to the other gym, like LA Fitness, take a shower, and then do it all over again. And on the weekends, we would go to his mom's house, and, like, that's when I would come in. I was there every weekend with
him. So you like, I'm not coming to the gym, but I'm coming to
the
house.
Yes, yes.
Wow. Listen, so now if this wouldn't have worked out, that would have been a different story to tell. But the fact that it worked out, the fact that you worked through it, I mm-hmm. think that is a testament to, like, your... I don't want to say loyalty, but your dedication and devotion, because a lot of women.
One thing about mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
In these ATL streets would have been like, homeless who?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
But he always had it in him. Like, and when we first started dating, it wasn't like I met him homeless. When we first started dating, he was in school. Like, he graduated. He moved to Chicago. I mean, he had a nice condo in Chicago. So I knew it was temporary. I knew it wasn't like this was his
You're
life.
You're just a homeless man. Right. This is just a season that you're
but
in.
But I can't believe it was 9 months. That was a long time. When I think back on it, I'm like, I don't know what I was doing. But yeah.
The thing is, though, I think that makes it probably was a little bit easier for you is that, like, you were homeless in your business. So you were obviously building something. You were obviously on your way to a destination. You didn't get stuck there. And 9 months is, you know, a long time, but it was a part of your journey that, you know, a priceless part of your journey, because, like you said, it taught you so much about you, mm-hmm. about yourself. And that was like your loyalty, testing your loyalty to this entrepreneurship thing, because what we all know, I'm sure, is that entrepreneurship is one of the riskiest things that you can do. You know, you can start a business and it could be going well. Shout out to 2020, because we was doing good in 2020, baby. That was a great year.
Best year.
Best year ever. That's you could be having a 2020 year and then 2021 rolled around and it just ain't what it was, right? The money just isn't rolling in like it was. And so you have to be really down for entrepreneurship because entrepreneurship ain't always down for you.
Was better than my 2017. Like, I look at my 2017, I got through that.
Yeah.
Being homeless, I'm like, 2020, oh, I can.
You can do any, yeah, you could do, listen, you could do anything. So what, did you get judged at all while you were dating a homeless man? I'm sorry to keep calling you a homeless man, but.
I was homeless. No, I don't think anyone really knew, right?
No, nobody knew.
No one really knew. Like, I don't even think his clients knew.
Okay.
They probably knew because the clothes in the bag.
I don't think anyone really knew, but my mom, I can't quite really remember where her head was at. I don't think I told my mom either. It was low key.
Gotcha.
No one knew.
And that's one of those things though. It's like, I mean, I'm a pretty private person, so I don't be telling people anything, but that's one of those things that it's not something that you probably want to broadcast because people probably would judge you. And like, like you said, hindsight being 20, you're like, how the hell was I doing that?
Yeah.
You don't need that in your ear while you're going through something, you know, because he needed you to be down with him and you obviously were. And, you know.
And yeah, I don't think anyone knew because then what client would really want to come there if they know you're sleeping there?
That's the thing. People want to support you when they think you're successful. But if they think you're struggling, then they're like, I don't want to be a part of the struggle. Even though nothing was different about how you were running a gym, who you were as a person. But, you know, the whole perception is reality thing. If people perceive you to be struggling, then
they don't want to get the money.
They don't
want to
get
it.
Right.
Like
they want to give you the money when you pulling up, riding clean. You know, when they think you already doing it big. That is wild. So I know that you are newer to entrepreneurship.
Yes.
What made you get into entrepreneurship?
So I was forced into it. Pretty much entrepreneurship. I was working at a lash bar in Atlanta, and I actually loved it. I loved the whole concept of it, but the management, it just didn't go well. So this was like December 2019. So I was like, okay, Sanchez was tired of me complaining about it. And at the time, I had already had my license, my aesthetic license. So when I got it, his whole thing was, well, you should do this, you should do that. And I was like, as far as like opening a place. And I just was like, I didn't see that in my future because of everything he had been through. So I was like,
you're like, I'm not about to be homeless in this lash bar.
I was like, I don't want to do that. I want something that's more stable. Like, I want to know what I'm bringing in. So he was tired of me complaining. And I had already had clients on the side and I was working out of my apartment. We had a 2-bedroom apartment. So January 1st, 2020, I didn't go back and I just started trapping out my second bedroom.
Trapping
in my
out
apartment.
The bando.
Yeah.
And then when did you decide, okay, it's time to take it from home to.
So the pandemic happened in March. So, right? March?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So honestly, I was getting my unemployment checks and I had nothing to do with it.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.